maturing in the Word and the Word maturing in me. Maturing in the Word. And we say this way, letting the Word mature in me. Now, in dealing with this, I'm actually in the 119th Psalm. It's the most prolific instruction about the Word in the Bible, the 119th Psalm. I mean, over and over, almost every verse, hundreds of verses, giving you some insight about you and the Word. But with compassion and not with no condemnation, I heard the voice of the Lord in my office of John 5:39. Will you turn there? This is not an indictment. This is an excitement. If you hear it, you see, reasoning and revelations are not the same. And a lot of time we are reasoning with the Word, but God wants us to have revelation. Revelation brings us to the point that His Word cannot return void, but with reason His Word can turn void. Because you're not really in it, you're sort of using it not as a real thing, it's sort of like a supplement. It's not the real thing. So there in John 5:39, Jesus spoke these words, and I heard the greatest revelation I ever heard in my life a few minutes ago. And I'm going to share it with you in the beginning here. Now we're talking about maturing in the Word, and the Word maturing in me. In other words, going to the full benefit of the Word. And there's two things God's going to show you tonight that you're going to grow immediately. All right? This scripture, we have to read it because the Lord spoke it to me. It's nowhere in my outline. He just spoke to me. I'll be praying and saying whatever you want. He says, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. That's the Bible, right? The book. But he made this statement now. For in them, in the scriptures, you think. You have eternal life. Or in the scriptures, you think you have your answer. And then he says, and they are the scriptures, which testify of me. Now we're talking about maturing in the Word, right? Yes. So for lack of better word, and it's going to be frightening to you when I say it, we're going to have to move beyond scriptures. Now you see some theologian will jump and think I'm going off plate here tonight, but watch what's going to happen in this service tonight. It's dimension in the spirit, dimensions, plural, in the spirit is what causes dominion in your life. Dimension, the spirit is filled with dimensions of the spirit that causes you to be able to exercise your faith in dominion. You got that? Huh? See, when you move in dominion, you're beyond all opinions. It's a lot of opinion, a lot of reasoning. See, reasoning is not good enough. You got to move into revelation. Now, this scripture, when he showed me that scripture, I knew another scripture, but then he brought me to two positions that you probably never heard before. He says, when my word become a person, then after, turn to John 1, after my word become a person, my word become a voice. It's no longer a scripture now, it's a person and a voice. See, are you with me? You still with me? See, other word, maturing in the word is not just a scripture. Who here? Say amen. You want that?
Yes,
Yeah, see, I'll show you how to do it. See, his word, he says, in the beginning, John Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's a person, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, so when my word, now that's one side of it. Now you're going to get stronger now. You're going to get something to go along with that. Turn to John chapter 6, verse 63. He says, when people mature in my word not only become a person, my word become a voice.
Yes,
see, it's not just something written now. See. So we have been trying to function in Scripture. Scripture don't function. Scripture is a description of a person. You don't get to the person, you're not going to ever move out that trap. You're not going to ever move out that deception. You're not going to ever move out that level. Scriptures are pointers. They are not the person. Holy men move, wrote as they're moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Scriptures must become Jesus. Scriptures must become God. Scriptures in your mouth must become the Holy Ghost. Scriptures must become heaven coming out of your mouth. Scripture must become the kingdom functioning through your mouth. Scriptures must become miracles coming out of your mouth, signs coming out of your mouth, wonders coming out of your mouth, because you're believing and you're operating as a God.
Yes,
he whom the scriptures come to, she did not call you God. People are scared of that. But when the scriptures become a person, when the scriptures become a voice, and you fully and totally in agreement with that person and with that voice, you are a representative of that person who is in heaven on earth.
Yes.
You become the minister like Jesus.
Yes.
All Jesus would do, Jesus and me and my Father are one. The scriptures are designed to make you and your Father one. See, you got to become a person. You got to become a voice. Now look at John 6:63 here. I haven't started teaching the outline here that God had given me, but he talked to me when I'm getting ready and preparing, praying. Now you compare John 5:39. And John 6:63. If you don't get nothing out of that, I really got a job on my hand tonight. But look at this. It is the spirit that quickeneth, make alive. The flesh profits in nothing. But he said, the words, that's the scripture, that I speak unto you. P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L. Talk to a man. Not the printed word. Come on, Leroy. Not the printed word. The personal word. What I said? No, say the whole thing. Not the principle. Not the printed word. But the personal word. Every occasion. Every opposition, every opportunity is available to you when that word become a person and a voice.
Yes, sir.
See, other words, when you quote in the scripture, you just talking. See, you see what he said there? It is the spirit that quickens the flesh, probably nothing. The words that I speak unto you. Other words, until the Lord speak to you, you still in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
And Satan will not continue no pay you no mind.
Wow.
We have to grow up, children. It's time for maturity. The devil's loose.
Yes. Yes,
we can't trust politicians. We can't trust nobody but Jesus. Can't trust no lawyer. We can't trust. We can't trust nobody but Jesus. I'm telling y'all now, y'all better listen. You better learn to trust Jesus. You can't just trust his. Come on, I got John 5:9. No, I ain't coming no scripture now. He had to be alive in your house. He had to be alive in your heart. He got to be alive in your mouth. You understand? He got to be alive in your prayer. You can't be just praying. Now, know this. When the scriptures become a person and when the scripture become a voice, listen to me, you are divinely protected.
Yes.
You are divinely provided for.
Yes, yes. Protected and provided.
Yes. And you are a partaker of your divine nature. You cannot partake of your divine nature with scriptures. The scriptures points to Jesus.
Yes.
And so that's why we prayed so many prayers and haven't gotten an answer. Now, you know, we got, you know, because we come up with the confession, write it on the wall and all that and keep quoting it. Call them some kind of sheet, they call them. And we've been taught all this stuff, but we need to go back and pick up Jesus.
Yes, sir.
See, we picked the scripture up, but we didn't pick him up with it. See, he said, the word that I speak unto you. So when you make contact with God, God want to speak directly to you and give you divine instruction that's many times, listen to me, not going to sound kosher. In other words, because God instruction, are you listening?
Yes.
Say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Has to pull you out of your flesh. Has to pull you out of your reasoning to trust him. To trust him. It don't sound right. It don't look right. But I know he talked to me.
Yes,
that's how we hear, children. Don't even look like it's possible. But I know he personally talked to me. Now, I'm going to show you this. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Go there. We're talking about maturing in the word now. We're talking about coming from scripture, search the scripture. For in them you think you have life, but they testify of me. Then he took us to the word that I speak to you. And then he took us to a personal word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So we know the word is only a pointer. The scripture, we can take the Bible and memorize the whole Bible. But if it has not become life to us, if the life not there, the light not going to be there. And how you say that to me, Lord? When that happened, the switch of the supernatural turned on. Isaiah 55:11 become a reality to you because no word will ever return to me void again because I'm going to stay there until the person show up. I'm going to stay there until I hear the voice. I got to hear the word myself. It had to be personal. So see, katano no masa. Sometimes we let people come to church and we don't let them know that you have a divine right to function in the word yourself. Matter of fact, we're called to function in the word. When you got saved, you got to know you have power. Look in Revelation 1:10 now. See, for the word to become alive, become a rhema, become a poison, to become a voice, you're going to have to be in the spirit.
Amen.
John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard a voice. You're not going to hear the voice if you're not in the spirit. You're not going to mature. You can calculate, you can memorize scriptures, you can quote scriptures, but you still, until the scripture become a poison and a voice, and it cannot become a poison and a voice in intellect, you have to be in the spirit.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So the next time you dealing with something, take your time to let that word become personal. Take your time. Don't worry. It's not going to get no worse. Take your time until you hear his voice. Don't take your pat scripture and run out there. You don't even have nothing to fight with. Because Satan will tell you it is written.
Come on, sir.
Your advantage over Satan is Satan can't get personal. Satan can't get a personal word from God, and Satan can't get God's voice to talk to him, and Satan can't get a revelation. So even when you operating properly, it's really unfair to Satan. When a person know how to mature in the word and grow and know how to let the word, the scripture, turn into a person, turn into a voice, turn into a revelation in the spirit, it's unfair to demons and principalities. They cannot handle it. That's why Jesus whipped them every time. In the storm, when they needed something, Jesus always whipped them because Jesus was operating in his Father. Remember he said, I'm not doing it. My Father in me doing it. Well, see, that's what the word turned into a person on the inside of you. Are you hearing me? He said, well, my pastor, I ain't know that deep. Yeah, it's that deep. See, we're growing up here. We got to mature. The word, you can stay with the word, Mac, long enough for the word to turn into a person. It turn into a voice. Then that person and that voice become you. When you operating in a revelation, Satan no longer see Hazel. He no longer see her as a person. He recognized he dealing with God. See, I was in the spirit of the Lord then. I heard behind me a great voice. Look, notice what come first. Come on. I was in the spirit. I don't believe he did. He didn't say I was in the flesh, did he? He didn't say I was at church, did he? Oh. He didn't say I was on my knee, did he? Oh, he said, he was what?
In the spirit.
Oh, I was in the spirit. Now, many Christians never got in the spirit because the emotion jazz is too loud. Just emotion, just get all caught up and don't calm down like we calm down right now. And listen for what God going to say to me. God going to say something to me tonight. Tell somebody, God going to say something to me tonight. And tell them, I know I have some changes to make. See? Huh? So you leave here now knowing that the scriptures has to become a person to you. And they have to be a voice to you. Then you got it. This man, I was in the spirit of the Lord then. Then he said, then I heard the voice. So if you're not in the spirit, guess what? A great voice. Yeah, I heard a great voice behind me. Then John goes on to say, I saw the voice. Jesus. Jesus. When the scripture is really alive, you can see Jesus. Don't y'all get scared on me. But your devotion, everything else, kande, roko, everything else become different to you now. You a powerful being. The church, a child of God, is a powerful being, but we got to mature in the word. What John 10:27 says? What John 10:27 says? What John 10:27 says? You see what it says? My sheep hear my voice. He didn't say what? Hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me. So in maturing in the word, you have to become one who hear God's voice before you move. See, we've been moving too fast. We've been moving with scripture. Now I turn to Joshua 1:8. Let's settle that. Joshua 1:8. Let's settle this tonight. Tell you how to do it and how to make sure you're in the spirit. See, you take this word and you put it in your mouth. And you don't go attack nothing yet. You're attacking yourself. You're attacking your weakness. You're attacking, oh my God, somebody about to get cut here. You're attacking you're supposed to be. You keep saying it till you attack and attract. You attract a visitation, the presence of God. God make himself available to you. Don't go try to attack the enemy until you've been attacked. Search me, O God. Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my thought. Nobody else was in there, you know. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And then lead me in the way everlasting. I don't know if this is a word, but sometimes I'll say me, contaminately using the word. Trying to use the word contaminately. We got stands and stuff, the word got to clean up. John 15:3 say you're clean through the word. And so we got to get clean. You got to be clean before you can use the word. And normally and naturally we're not clean. Not in that realm, you see what I'm saying? But that word, before we go try to use the sword of the Spirit, let it cut us. Yeah. You follow him?
Yes, sir.
I didn't get that, Lord. I know Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword. I know that. I know, but the other part, I didn't get it. That word first, but all right, I got it. Before you am to use the word from this night forward, first let the word operate on you. One of the first things the word got to do is you got to get you out of reasoning. Reasoning is in your soul. And I was taught that reasoning is the testing of your soul. And we get rubbed wrong a lot of time because we're using our reasoning. I met a man today. I spoke to him. I ride my golf cart witnessing. And he was in an old truck, a 2-3 color. And I spoke to him. I waved and he just gave me a look. And I got hot. See, he didn't even speak, you know. And so I'm turning around and the Lord said, repent. I said, all right, Lord, I'm sorry. You don't even know that man. I said, no, I don't know him. He said, that's your reasoning. That's your soul. That's not your spirit. So I turned my golf cart around a tree and I met him. And when I meet the man, the Lord told me, say, flag him down. So I flag him down. I said, how you doing, sir? I said, are you born again? Yes, sir. I'm a Christian. Praise the Lord. I love God. I'm so glad. Nicest man I've met in my life. But my reason, my stupid reasoning, wanted to put the man down. Oh, y'all been there. Y'all just checking out like y'all. Oh, y'all been there before. That's your stupid reading trying to get you out of the revelation of who you are. It do it with husband and wife. All right. I think I'll get back to it. If I don't get to it, I'll get back to it. Let me set you up with, I told you to turn to Joshua 1:8, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just mark that down. It's so simple. Nobody need to teach you. It's very simple. Exactly what I'm talking about. I just got to stay there long enough. Don't run. Stay with it. All right? Now, I want to give you four or five words that are going to help you grow swiftly. I have to pick them up, four or five words. Observing, hearing, receiving, loving, obeying. We'll go back over them now. These words have to be in place. Hearing, observing, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying. That'll take you in the realm of the spirit. Are you following me? Psalm 119. I'll make a statement about this psalm in a few minutes that I was studying, and I fully agree with it. I read it and I play it and listen at it. Oh my goodness, the glory ought to hit this place. Hallelujah. Listen. No other portion of scripture examine in such detail the benefit of having and heeding God's word. So I want y'all to read. I want y'all Psalm 139, 1 through 8. That's going to be your homework. You ain't never heard it from church, from the pulpit. You read that until we're going to try to go through this whole psalm. It's a long one too. But I want to peel some specific out. I love my little Bible. It's talking about the first 8 verses talk about walking in God's ways. God's word is his will. God's word is his way. God's word is his word. All right? So when you're walking in the word, you're walking in his will. You're walking in his way. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to pull 4 or 5 scriptures out of this psalm. Let me read a little of this introduction God gave me. God's word actually is the revealing of God's ways. Listen now, because you're about to get an answer. Showing us how to handle everything with God's ways connected to his will. You heard it? Therefore, wisdom becomes unlimited to me. Say unlimited wisdom 3 times. Now let that turn into a poison. Now let that turn into a voice speaking to you right now. That your father desired tonight to take you into about any situation you're dealing with, whatever you're believing for, unlimited wisdom. He has, the Holy Spirit has given you steps in his first 30 minutes that you can function in the manifold wisdom of God. Unlimited. Because if you follow the steps that the Holy Spirit presented to us tonight, the first scriptures he gave us, turning the scriptures into his word, into his person, into his voice. I hear his voice all the time, but you don't just hear his voice, you got to spend time with him. And all of a sudden he says something, you know it's him. Now your reason is going to try to say something too, you know. So you got to know the difference between the two. You got to know the difference between reason and revelation. You remember the scripture I used in 2 Timothy 2:15? Doesn't it show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed? Rightly dividing the word of truth? Oh, I got it now, Lord. That's the one he's trying to get me with Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. You get to look at this scripture. Hebrews 4:12 and 2 Timothy 2:15. To rightly divide the word has to rightly divide you. And to walk in these type, maturing in the word, you're going to have to know, like the two apostolic prayer, in Ephesians 1, the apostolic prayer are dealing with the spirit, your innermost being. In Ephesians 3, that apostolic prayer is dealing with your soul. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 is telling you there are three different entities in one. It's a trinity. It's your spirit, soul, but they all got, see the word, for the word to work for you, I got it, Lord. The word first gonna sanctify you. Because when your spirit, soul, and body are sanctified, the enemy can't do no injury to you. Come on, listen to me now. So when you, the word become more than scripture, it become a person and become a voice to you, then you change into your new creature in every part. Spirit, soul, and body. Because now your spirit, the Holy Spirit is in charge of your spirit in charge of your soul, and your soul in charge of your body. And now the Holy Spirit is in charge of all your situations. So now your divine nature is a partake of the situation. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And now your divine nature, see, God is showing you how to use your divine nature, how to use your abilities as a new creation. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. In other words, you can change situation supernaturally by operating in your divine nature. Anytime the scripture is not working, it's not working on you. You're trying to work the scripture without you. Are we all guilty? You're trying to work that word without you. But the Lord haven't got your attention yet. That's why he said, my son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. For they are life to those that find them. So if you go out and didn't have them find them, you can't find them through memorization. You got to find them through meditation and revelation and impartation and manifestation and demonstration. In other words, one more time, you can't operate the word before the word operate on you. You act ugly and you think the word gonna work for you to just sack somebody out or just got mad because the man passed and didn't speak. And they expect the word to work for you. Oh, y'all got it. Y'all go through it.
Yes, sir.
Just accusing people. You spirits, you know, I'm Lord, me. All right. All right. Maturing, say maturing in the word.
Maturing in the word.
I'm maturing in the word.
I'm maturing in
the word. And the word maturing in me. First thing should come to your mind when you say you're maturing in the word, that the word become personal. The word become a person. In the beginning was the word. That's Jesus. The word become a person. You know the word written by a person, right? Written about a person, don't you? Huh? Do you know what's written by a person can't take the person's place, right? Once he speaks to you, once you get a voice from word from God, that's it. But you don't have it just because you got your Bible. How many know some cases you lost because of that? I'm gonna see if I got any liars in you. Well, I got my hand. I put both my hand. I would put my feet up. Cause a lot of time I thought I had it because I had a scripture. You see. All right. Unlimited wisdom in every situation in my life and to those I'm chosen by God to minister to on his behalf. See, I'm back to the power resides in the divine chronological order in the spirit realm. Calling come first. You to minister to other people. We've been ministering to ourselves so much. It's about us. But there's some things he called us to do. So the calling first, then the inheritance, then the power. The power come to back up the calling and the inheritance. Power not going to just back up the inheritance. Quiet in the house of the Lord. See, all of us as Christians, we are called. And there are people who need us. So we got to get out of the way. With our little, all we praying about, Lord, pray for me, help me. We got to get to a point where we don't need no prayer.
Come on, sir.
Ooh, Jesus. We praying for somebody else. Ain't praying for no money, ain't praying for no house, ain't praying for nothing. We got to get to that point. You will get there if you just praying for other people.
Yeah.
Lord, anoint me.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you these scriptures and I'm going to close. There are four or five scriptures I want to give you. Let me find them. Psalm 119, verse 30. That's not it. That's not the verse I want. Psalm 119, verse, this psalm so long, verse 130. Be such a verse. Look what this verse says now, 130. Oh, I know the enemy don't want us to see this. So I'm not trying to save him no face. You know, the entrance of thy word. Now, class, we know we're not talking about me up here talking. And you reading the scripture. That ain't no entrance of the word. The entrance, underline that word, entrance. Once it get in, once it turn into a poison, once it turn into a voice, once it turn into a revelation, once it turn into a new creature, once that word turn into my divine nature, entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth, thank God for this second part for me. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you hear the entrance of God's word, now you ought to hear more. You're not hearing scriptures just going in, just scriptures going in. You're hearing the Son going in. S-O-N. And you're hearing the Holy Spirit going in.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
now, before I go to the next verse, you got to understand this verse. Do you hear the entrance of God's word? Give it light, right? That's divine light. That's supernatural light. That's where no darkness can prevail in that situation no more. Once you get the light on it, it can cut up, it can jump, it can holler, it can scream, show all kind of signs. It don't make no difference now. I am walking in the light. So if you don't leave in June, you're going to leave in July. But as far as I'm concerned, you're already gone. It's over. I win. You lost. Stop lying to me. You got it?
Got it.
Now, I can't go to the next verse unless you understand this verse here. I did the best I could to get you to understand that the scriptures have to turn into a person. The scriptures have to turn into a voice. And the way they do that is you spend enough time with the scripture that the Holy Spirit can take the scripture and make it alive to you. Now, I'll give you another secret the Lord told me. In the realm of the spirit, there's no emergency. So panic, that panicking And that pushing Satan trying to put you in the spirit of fear, he can't do nothing till you get through talking to God. God got him. He loose. He ain't loose unless you turn him loose. And you all not going to turn him loose. You're going to stay in the presence of God until you have a visitation from God and a revelation from God. Amen?
Amen.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know among us there are cases that need to be dealt with. I know it is. But listen how your Father is talking to you tonight. He's explaining to you that you never lose. You always win. They that wait on the Lord should be, don't get in a hurry. Wait on him. God able to hold everything up until you clap.
Yes.
I know he did. He held the Red Sea up.
Yes.
Water standing up like a wall. And all the millions of people going through that. Lord said, I have to hurry. I got this.
Yeah.
Now in the flesh, you look at, man, well, shoot, this water, man. What you going to do? You got to trust it. The Lord let you get in situation that you got to trust him. Because if you never trust him, you'll never know him.
Yes,
see?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, ha 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 ha. I'm shouting about this next scripture because I love this next scripture. I'll take you to it. And this one preluded. Go to Psalm 119, 105. I love it. Hallelujah. Thy word, look at it. Thy word. Now, when you see the entrance of thy word, right? Now, we can't see that just as a Bible reading or a scripture you got marked in red. Because all that teaching I've done tonight, the word ought to take a new connotation. I told you John 15:3, so you're clean to the word. I told you John 6:63, the word that I speak unto you. You got to stay there until you hear it.
Yes, sir.
See, when you search in the scripture, you're not grocery shopping. You can't just go down the aisle and pick something up because you know it's down that aisle. The aisle 18. It's not no aisle 18. You got to stay there long enough till God can talk with you. You got to separate this natural stuff from spiritual contact. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's maturing. That's what we're talking about, maturing. We've been entertained long enough. And the church at this point, is so many losing in the church. Getting whipped for nothing. They're a powerful being, but they got to know how to stand on that word in the person of Jesus Christ. You whoop me, you got to whoop Jesus, and you can't whoop Jesus. You tried to whip him, but he came back out of the grave with all power in his hand. I know he walked with them two boys after his resurrection. Them two boys, he had trained them. They did with their reasoning. Said, man, I thought he was going to be the king. Sure. And they're walking with the king. That's the same way. Hold your Bible, whatever it is you got up. Hold it up. That's the same way with you and me. We're walking with him right there. See what I'm saying? And then Jesus, but they could not understand. Oh, my God. I think it's the 24th chapter of Luke. They could not understand his walk with him until he opened their eyes. So you can have that Bible, get in your car and that Bible sitting right next to you on the seat. But until he opened your eyes, you don't know he riding with you. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. I got to get two other scriptures out to you. Thy word, the entrance of thy word giveth light, right? Then thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Now that quotation there mean nothing. that quotation mean nothing. Quotation without visitation mean nothing. So you can see the downfall. You can see the immaturity been in the body of Christ with all this entertainment, all this excitement going on. We need to get deeper down in this word so you'll know this word works. Every time if you let it work. The works that I do, shall you do also in greater work. But you got to have that word working. I don't know how many. I almost said 13. But and I don't even know if you have a porch, but victory is sitting on your porch. The porch of your life, victory. I mean, there's some things you've been trying to do. If you just pay attention to the simplicity of the revelation and take your time and let the Lord search the scripture, and then you find a scripture and you land there. And then that scripture become real to you, come alive. It become a sword. It becomes the sword of the Spirit. And nothing can stop the sword of the Spirit. But Satan can stop scripture all day long. Through deception. See? All right. Look at Psalm 119. You got the shouting glow?
Yes, sir.
Verse 89. All your problems already settled. If it's such a way. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. This is a settled word. When it become alive, it's already settled. We do not have to negotiate with the enemy. He is already defeated. I'll give you one more scripture. Show you what I'm talking about. In the Psalm, we're going to come back Sunday and work some more. Maturing in the word. There's a whole lot of things I haven't said yet. And the word maturing in me. But I want you to anchor bait. I want you to think about all that the Lord is saying to us.
Amen.
You know. Now look at verse 11 of Psalm 119. Thy word hath I hidden my heart. That I might not sin against it. Let me tell you now, I've tested some of this, what I'm teaching. I don't want sin. And when I see sin, I'm scared. I run. Because there's a word called intimacy. Intimacy knows that things do not have to happen immediately. Intimacy know that God can hold you in a trying hour. See, I know David heard. It was David heard them lion. Who does who got in the cat in the lion den?
Daniel.
I know you heard the roar of them lion. You can't let that roaring. Anybody got any roaring in their life now? You can't let that make you afraid. You got a revelation. Roaring don't mean nothing. Y'all look over those verses. And while you're looking over them, add John 15:7. If you abide in me. Now we know how to do that now. See, if you abide in my words, abide in you, act what you will and you've done for you. So I've been acting, but it hasn't been being done. Why? Because of what apostle told me tonight.
Yes, sir.
I have to let this word turn into a person. The word is Jesus Christ. I have to let this word turn into a voice, and the voice is not speaking to all my neighbors and everybody. The voice is talking to me. It's matter of fact, now the Lord is a personal voice.
Yes, that's right.
Personal. For your situation, or for your dream, or for your desire, he speaks to it personally. You know how to grab it now. Look at the three words in Joshua 1:8. Three words with an M, find them. Three words with an M in Joshua 1:8. Three words, grab them. First one is mouth. Second one is meditate. The third one is make it. Good God Almighty. Make. Huh? Mouth, meditate, and make it happen. See, that's what I'm telling you tonight. That's what we're telling you. See, maturing in the word, you know how to keep that word in your mouth. You know how to meditate it until it become a portion, become a voice. And then you make good success. You make prosperity, or you make your answer come through. You cannot be stopped. You start functioning. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now you're ready to function in resurrected power, or the power of the resurrection.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. Yes.
Because if you follow what the Spirit of God says tonight, all your worries, you listening?
Yes.
Going to turn into wisdom.
Yes. Yes.
Hold your peace. Be still and know I'm God.
Yes.
I got this.
Yes,
don't let them bushes shaking over there bother you. Oh, old Baptist saying, he may not come when you want him. Who can finish that? I am Baptist. I know y'all up in here. He's always on time. See, if he comes just when you want him, you're not going to operate in faith. He wants you to wait sometime. Nothing in here, nothing online, that has not been solved tonight. You wasn't listening. You were not listening. No, you're a child of God. It's your divine right. God apostolically have brought it to you tonight from off the religious platform, off of the denominational platform, off a man platform, but by his Spirit tonight it been brought to you. You're not the same person you were when you came in here.
Right.
When you come online, when you went in that room, when you turn, oh no, 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 no. You held a carnival tonight. You held a carnival to grow stronger in your steps, in your walk of life.
Yes.
Bible said the step of a good man, a good woman, is ordered by the Lord. He delighted in the way. Well, you knowing how to yield to the Lord's step from this night forward.
Thank you.
You came out here on a Tuesday night. You come. This is one of the most powerful messages you ever heard in your life. I'm listening too.
Yes.
Yes.
Now I know how to shift, and I know how to drink.
Yes,
sir. Stay at the fountain until I get enough drink to handle this situation.
Yes.
Get drunk in the word.
Yes.
See, they thought Peter no more was drunk, but they're drunk in the Holy Ghost. When that word becomes life, you get drunk in the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
everybody gets scared of you.
Yes.
Satan and the demons say, oh, Jesus, what this woman been drinking?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Therefore, wisdom becomes unlimited to me in every situation in my life and to those I'm chosen by God to minister to on his behalf. Land a foundation and building with the word of God. Laying a foundation and building with the word of God. He hold me to my word and see what happened. Hear what he said? Hold me to my word and see what happened. That's what he told me to tell you. Mm-hmm. Mm. Hearing his word must lead to hearing his voice. I'm giving you scripture. John 10:27-30. And go back to John 3:3-5. You'll see some things. What happens when the word of God become a personal voice to you? We must grow to know when the scriptures has become a voice to me. Knowing how to walk in God's ways. You got Psalm 119:11, Psalm 119:130, Psalm 119:105, Psalm 119:130, that was the wrong scripture. 130, I think it is. 133 or 130? Y'all been listening. Operating in the testimonies of God on purpose. Understanding God's precepts. Observing God's law. Trusting God's word. Remembering God's judgment. Forgetting again, he said, forgetting not the law of God. Y'all got a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
The light of the word make me the light of the world. But I'm not talking about scriptures. Who with me? I'm not talking about scriptures. This don't make you light. No, no, no. This is a light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. You got to get in there first. Oh, I'm glad I got to this one. Maybe I'll close here. Ask a question and give the answer. Do you really know how to let the word in? Do you really know how to let the word in? And this scripture, I've used this scripture many years. And the Lord showed me scripture and said, no, I want you to tell them about this scripture. In Revelation 3:20, the word trying to get in. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. See, we always put that on somebody getting saved. But he's knocking at your door. He don't want you to try to deal with that situation by yourself. Behold, listen to me, child. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my, not my word,
voice.
My voice,
uh-huh.
I'll come in and him and I'll sit down and settle this thing. See that? And that's John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, anything telling you you're losing is a stranger, baby. Anything telling you you can't get it done, that's a stranger. Stay still. Don't listen to that voice. What happens when Jesus' door is open and your door is open? Look at John. Read this with me and we'll close. John 10. I just want to read one or two verses out of John 10. What happened when Jesus' door is open and your door is open? Now, matter of fact, my brother and sister, Jesus' door stay open. So is another door messing up.
That's right.
But y'all got this, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, you got this. Say, I got this. John 10, now let me read. What happened when Jesus' door is open and your door is open? John 10, 1. After these things, the Lord appointed. No, I mean Luke. Verily, verily, John 10, 1. Verily, verily, amen, amen, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but clambers up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. So, we've been trying to go in another way. We've been trying to let scriptures alone take us in. And they can't until the scripture, till the door is open and the scripture can come in. Watch it, watch it. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that entered in not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbed up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He will show you the other way. He that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened it, and the sheep, here we go, the sheep hear his voice, yes. And he called his own sheep by name, yes. And leadeth them out. And when he put his foot his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the voice of a lying stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Write this down. Inner conversation. Following that is visitation. Following that is creation. Following that is manifestation. Following that is demonstration. Inner conversation. You want to have an inner conversation with God. Not an outer conversation, an inner conversation. Your Bible on the outside of you. Make that Bible go on the inside. Write these words down. Intimacy. Meditation. Revelation. In the spirit. Having the supply and support of the spirit. Once you let the word go in, you enter into your spiritual immune system. Your spiritual immune system. Natural reasoning will try to take the place of supernatural revelation. It is your soul trying to imitate your spirit. Let me give it to you again now. Natural reasoning will try to take the place. See, I forgot to get this out to you because I know I go home and other revelation will start going 4 days in the morning and y'all ain't going to never hear this. Natural reasoning will try to take the place of supernatural revelation. It is your soul trying to imitate your spirit. Look in 2 Corinthians 4:16. I'm going to over a little bit. 2 Corinthians 4:16, quickly. 2 Corinthians 4:16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. For what's called, we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You see that? All right, now another scripture. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter 3:3. First Peter 3 and 3 and 4, and I close. First Peter 3 and 3. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and of the wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel. Verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, great price. Great price. That's what happened when the word turned into a person and then the voice come with it. You get on the inside of your heart and the real you, without reasoning, but by revelation, begin to speak, begin to see, begin to understand, begin to do things, because you're maturing in the word and the word is maturing in you. All right? We'll take up Sunday.